So we're just going to go with the next Gemara. We're going to just get the facts here, okay? So Gemara says like this. Mayim Rishonim, not Lamein Bacham, Mayim Tzonim. So Mayim Rishonim, you could wash with hot water or cold water. Okay? Achronim, Einot Lam Ela Bitzonim. But Mayim Achronim, you could only wash with cold water. Why? Mimnei Shachamen, Mefafim Es Hayadayim. Vein Ravirna says Uma. Because Rashi, mefavim rachem esedayim, makes them soft, mevlim by mesom atavshel, and the water becomes, the dirt becomes absorbed into your hands. So it means that, simple pshat means that mayim achronim is a functional thing, that you're trying to get off the dirt. And then warm water, okay, contrary to the way we think of it, but warm water is gonna cause the fat or whatever to become soft, and it's gonna absorb into your hands or whatever. Okay, it's going to soften your hand. It's going to soften your hands, and your hands are going to absorb the dirt. The dirt's not going to come off. Whatever the science is. Again, let's not get into the science here. But he's saying the point is that Mayim Achronim is a functional natila, namely as a function of getting off the dirt, the Machsedomus, whatever it is. And he says if you're going to do it with hot water, it's not going to work. Just practically, it's not going to work. But Mayim Rishonim is not based upon the function of that. Mayim Rishonim is just the Maisel Natila. So he says, what's the difference if it's hot or if it's cold? Right? It's just simple idea. Okay, simple way to learn. Right? Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. That's a setup. Okay. Now the Gemara says Mayim Rishonim two dots. Mayim Rishonim no Mayim Chamim Tzonin. Amar Vitzlik Bar Yosef Amar Yanai Lo Shanu Ela Shein Hayad Salad this month. So again, this is on Mayim Rishonim. He's saying could be whether hot or cold. So Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, in the name of Yanai. Okay, that's basically here's the deal. You have two halachas. The first halacha is that Rishonim could be hot or cold, and then you have Achronim could only be hot. And now you have Rav Yanai making a qualification, and it's going to be two different gersos. Is he qualifying the din by Rishonim, or is he qualifying the din by Achronim? Okay, so let's take the first way. First way is he's saying you just said Mayim Rishonim could be hot or cold. So Rav Yanai is saying, Lo shana lo sha'in yad zeledes, but that's only if it's not yad zeledes. Aval yad zeledes b'ayim, but if the water is yad zeledes b'ayim, no l'mayim, even for Rishonim you can't do it. Even for Rishonim. Right? In other words, when are we saying Achronim definitely can't be and even hot water, even warm water, let's call it. But Rishonim could be warm water, but yad zeledes b'ayim, that's puzzle for everything. It's puzzle for everything. Rashi. So that's nichves, it's like a singe. The mayad zeledes b'ayim, if their hand's going to get burned by them, but luvinishtanu mitoras mayim, then it's batel and changed from toras mayim. Okay? So he's saying is that, again, so what's this side is learning, that if you have cold water, that's good for everything. If you have warm water, less than yad zeledes b'ayim, that's bad for mayim achronim, because it's not going to clean your hands, but it's good for mayim rishonim. If you have yatoledes, but boiling water, that's possible for everything, because it's batel minishtanu mitoras mayim. Okay, that's that way. Then, ika demasni la seifa. There are those who learn Rav Yanai's qualification regarding yatoledes, but on the seifa. What's the seifa? Achronim einot lam ela bitzone. Avacha min la, right? Which said so the second way is saying that achronim, the seifa is saying that achronim is only good with tzone. Vachamin is bad for achronim. So it says, Omer, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Rav Yanai, lo shana, she had saladis b'ayim, ola in yad saladis b'ayim, not them. Okay? Now it's this halacha, that by mayim achronim, you cannot use hot water. That is only if the hot water is yad saladis b'ayim. But if it's just warm water for achronim, then it's okay. And michlal, the implication from if you learn this qualification on the seifa, michlal, the rishonim, afa b'shad saladis b'ayim, mutter. Right, because the implication is that by mayim achronim, it's possible. When's it possible? Only if it's yad zeledes. But you see, the Brisa is making a distinction between rishonim and achronim. So it must be that when it comes to rishonim, even yad zeledes is good. Okay. So it turns out what's ola from this. I'll go over the chashim, but what's ola from this is there's two machlokes between these two gersos. One machlokes is legabe mayim rishonim. Okay. The first gersa learned that by Mayim Rishonim, if it's Yad Zeledes Bo, it's possible. Okay, because why? Because it's Batlu and Shlaim and Toras Mayim. Right, that's the first Gersa held. Again, right? Rishonim also is bad if it's Yad Zeledes Bo. The second Gersa didn't have that. Second Gersa held, it could even be Yad Zeledes Bo, it's fine for Mayim Rishonim. Okay, that's the first Machlokas. Regarding Mayim Rishonim, is Yad Zeledes Bo good? Okay? The second, there's another Machlokas between the two. Okay, which is by my legabe mayim achronim. Okay, according to the first way of learning, so when was Achronim Pasol? Right, Rishonim is bad if it's Yatzal Adas. So it must be that by Achronim, it's Pasol, even if it's not Yatzal Adas, even if it's just warm. When it's Pasol Mayim Achronim, it has to be more than Rishonim is Pasol. So it means, even if it's just warm, it's Pasol, right, by Achronim. But the second way of learning is no, it's saying on the contrary. When is it saying it's Pasol by Cham and by Achronim? Is only if it's Yatzal Adas. Only by Yatzal Adas. So it's a machlokas by Achronim. When Achronim is Pasol because it's hot, is that only if it's Yatzal Adas? That's the second Gersa. Or even if it's just warm. Right? So you have two machlokas. So the question is, first of all, what's the svaras? Well, we're going to have to explain, what does it mean, batlu v'nishan toras mayim? What kind of thing is that? I mean, what do you mean, it's not mayim? Is that true? I mean, if you cook, let's say you do bishel, you cook in water, right? Is that water when you cook in water? I mean, bishel means you cook something in water. Now, is it not water when you're cooking in it? I mean, it seems to be, that's the definition of bishel. So, is that true that mayim can't be boiling hot, it's not water anymore? It's hard to say. And also, regarding the achronim, if you're saying the whole thing by achronim is, why is warm water not good or hot water not good? Because it's not going to work. It's not going to clean off your hands. So how do you have machlokas about whether warm water is good for my achronim? I mean, is that going to clean off your hands or is that not going to clean off your hands? Right? Because I mean, that's what you're telling me. The whole problem, reason why it's possible is because it's going to be mefafeil your hands, right? So is that going to happen with warm water or is it not going to happen with warm water? I mean, how do you have where's there room to argue about that? Right? Okay, so that's what we'll take up both of those machlokes tomorrow. So we're dealing with, we have two issues today, basically. You have the statement of the, I guess it's a Braisa? No, you have the statement.
The Braisa,
yeah. Whatever, you have a statement which says that Rishonim is not Limbein Bekli, I'm sorry, Rishonim could be with hot or cold, and Achronim could only be with cold. That's the starting point. Two statements. The Reisha is about Rishonim, that it could be both hot and cold. The Sefer is about, the Reisha is that Rishonim could be both hot and cold, and the Sefer is that Achronim could only be cold, because hot is going to ruin the functionality of Achronim. Achronim is a functional type of netilah, it's to clean your hands, get off the Maal Sodomus, and by using hot water, it's going to soften your hands, whatever the case is, and it's not going to work. So therefore, hot water is removed from Achronim, but it's fine by Rishonim. Fine. Now you have Rav Yehanai, who's making a qualification on this statement. Question is it on the Reisha or on the Sefer? Okay, so let's start with the first one. The first way is it's on the Reisha. That you're saying that by Rishonim, you're saying it's good whether it's hot or cold. Not so fast, says Rav Yehanai. It depends. But if it's Yatzo Ledes Bo, then even Rishonim doesn't tolerate it. It's Yatzo Ledes Bo, forget about it. Even Rishonim, it's no good. Okay, why? Why? What's wrong with it? Rishonim has nothing to do with the function of cleaning your hands. It's just an Adilo. What's the difference? So Rashi tells you, Batlu v'nishtanu mitoras mayim. It's Batel, and it changes from Toras mayim, from the framework of mayim, something to that effect. Okay, so fine. Now the question is, I guess, which has to be asked. We mentioned this yesterday. Is what do you mean? It's how's it? I mean, it's mayim. Is it not mayim? If I, like you said, bishul. What's bishul? Bishul means where you cook something through water. That's the identity of bishul. Now, you can tell me when I cook it and once it gets the outside of this, but all of a sudden it's not water anymore. I mean, that's not possible. Right? I mean, bishul, hot water is hot water. It's hot water. It's chamin. Chamin is hot water. What do you mean? It's bishul son towards mayim. So that's altogether difficult to understand. What does he mean? Okay, fine. But when it comes to Achronim, according to this, the way of learning, this first Girsa, so by Achronim, not only is it possible if it's Yatzal Ledesbo, but even if it's not Yatzal Ledesbo, even if it's just lukewarm, let's call it lukewarm water, is also possible. Why? Because your hands, it's not going to clean your hands. The whole point is cleaning your hands, and only cold water is going to clean your hands. Lukewarm water is not going to clean your hands. So therefore, I don't care if it's Yatzal Ledesbo or not, the point is it's not going to work. Okay. That's the first lesson. Okay? Good? Okay, the second year, so this is, no. Rav Yehanai is not qualifying that. Rav Yehanai is not qualifying. Rishonim, he's not qualifying Rishonim. Rishonim, leave it as is. Everything's simple. By Rishonim, you can use hot water, cold water, I don't really care what you use. So Doesn't make any difference what he is by Rishonim. What's he qualifying? He's qualifying Achrona. Now when do we say Achronim is possible? It's only if it's Yad Zolah Despo. Only if it's Yad Zolah Despo. So if Achronim is just lukewarm, then it's fine. Then it's fine. Okay? But Rishonim, it could even be Yad Zolah Despo. It could even be Yad Zolah Despo. It doesn't matter. He's not qualifying that at all. Okay? So it turns out, you have two machloksim. So again, the first one is regarding Rishonim. Okay, because the Bryce says, the Bryce says, the Risha says, Rishonim could be both hot and cold. Now, according to the first Gersa of Rav Yanai, it's qualifying, they're saying not if it's Yatzoladas. The second Gersa is not qualifying that in any way whatsoever. So therefore, it could even be Yatzoladas, Bo. So this thing that Rashi is saying, of Batlu v'nishtanu m'toras mayim, is really a machlokas between two Gersos, correct? According to the first Gersa, it's not mayim. According to the second Gersa, it's perfect. It's like any other mayim. There's no problem. So let's start with that first point. I mean, and the second point is regarding Achronim, right? The second point is regarding Achronim, because according to the first Gersa, Achronim is possible even with lukewarm water. According to the second Gersa, it's only possible with boiling hot water, which begs the question, will lukewarm water clean or will it not clean? I mean, it seems to be... Is that going to be mefafimis eyadayim umavlinas azom, or is it not going to be? I mean, if that's the whole reason why you can't use warm water by achronim, so the question is, does lukewarm water have that effect or does it not have that effect? Right? So that's the question going to be there. But we got to take things one at a time. So let's start off with the question about Mayim Rishonim. Okay, so Mayim Rishonim, you have machlokas. Again, I'm learning there are two separate machlokas. Okay, I'm not averse to anyone saying they're tied in, but I think in analyzing them, I think first you have to discuss them independently. If someone can come and put them together, that's fine. But I don't see why you have to do that. So again, by my Rishonim, the first Mandamar holds that Rishonim cannot be with Yatzalah Despo. The second one holds fine. Doesn't matter. So the second one's easy. Second one says, who cares? Mayim Rishonim, Mayim is Mayim. What's the difference if it's hot, it's cold, it's medium, it doesn't matter. Mayim is Mayim. The question is really what you have to lodge against the first sheet. That what's this idea of Balu V'nishtanim Toras Mayim? And why can't, for Mayim Rishonim, why can't I use Mayim, which is Yad Zolah Despo? I mean, practically, you know, you realize it's going to be very painful, I guess. Complicated, but if I want to do it, I want to do it, whatever. I mean, that's the breaks. What's the problem? You know what I mean? I'm going to pour boiling hot water, but it works, and if I wash my hands, and I not wash my hands. So that's the question. What does it mean, Balu V'nishtanim Toras Mayim? Okay, so David says good. So the thing is like this, that it can't mean, that's the first point, correct. It can't mean it's not Mayim. That's impossible. It's Mayim. Right? You can't say it's not Mayim, just it is Mayim. So what does he mean? So you have to get into, I mean, that you see that apparently, for instance, in Netilas Yadayim, the substance of Netilas Yadayim is Mayim. Okay, why Mayim? I mean, why do you say fruit juice? How do you get the Mayim? Why is that the object of Mayim? So it seemed because that's what man washes his hands with. I mean, man washes with mayim. That's the object of netilah. Netilah isn't something the Chum just made up, this random activity. Netilah is an activity which exists in man's framework. He washes himself, and he rinses, whatever word you want to say. So, and what does he use for netilah? He uses mayim. So the halacha, when it set up netilah, it grabbed onto the object which man uses in netilah. Right, which is mayim. Yeah. Now the thing is like this, is that even though Mayim is this. Now, another thing is like this. What about when it comes to boiling hot water? Okay, boiling hot water. So if you want to look at it, insofar as Mayim, it's Mayim. It partakes of Mayim per se, just in the conceptual identity of Mayim, there's no temperature. Temperature's not a factor. It's Mayim. But the whole reason why Mayim was chosen is because that is the object which man uses for Netila. Now, insofar as the Mayim Betoras, that's the object that man uses for Netilah, it's a certain kind of Mayim. It's not Mayim which is Yad Zolah Despo. It's Mayim, it's only Mayim which is handleable. Okay, and there's Netilah, the nature of Mayim, there are classes of Mayim, and Mayim which is Chamin, which is boiling hot water, is not Mayim which man would use for Netilah. That's just not the case. So the question is that when the Chachamim chose Mayim as the substance of Netilas Yadayim because that's what man uses for Netila. Did it simply say, yeah, it's true, it's because man uses Mayim for Netila, but bottom line, you have to do Mayim. And now Mayim, even as well as Mayim, because that's Mayim. Or do you say, no, that since the whole reason why Mayim was selected, they chose Mayim of Netila. As they chose a new identity. It's Mayim of Netila. As namely, Mayim which has the quality that man would wash with it. As did they set up, did they simply make recourse to the universal category of Mayim? Why? Because that's what man makes use of. But bottom line is they made recourse to the universal category, which has no differentiation in temperature. Or do you say, no, that since the reason why they chose water, therefore they, so to speak, they pinpointed within or selected within the category, and they said, what's the object of Mayim Rishonim? Mayim Shel Netila. Which, what's that? It's water which man uses for Netila, which basically excludes Mayim Achronim. Excludes Yad Zolah Despa. Because that's intrinsically removed from the category of that which man uses for Netila. The first slide says is that it's true that Tom, the reason why they chose Mayim is because that's what man uses for Netila. But they therefore set up the category of Mayim. Because they didn't. On the one hand, what's better was they just chose Mayim. On the one hand, it's better to say Mayim because that's a universal category, Mayim. You know, Mayim is a universal category. It doesn't have anything to do with temperature. On the other hand, based upon the reason why Mayim is being selected, you would want to narrow the category to functional Mayim, right? The Mayim which is functional for Netila. So the question is, how did they set it up? Did they simply use the universal category, or did they take a more difficult formulation, because it's like you're carving out a category within the Shem Mayim, but it's more in line with the Talmud Davar, so to speak. You know what I mean? So is there a new category? That's what it is. Bonushan with Torah Mayim is that by Mayim Rishonim, there's a new idea of Mayim Shel Netila. It's not just the universal category of Mayim, but it's Mayim Shel Netila. And what's Mayim Shel Netila? It's certainly not Yatzal Espo. Yatzal Espo is not Mayim Shel Netila. Okay, that's what it is. But the other guy says no. The first sheet holds, the second guy holds no. Mayim is Mayim, and they didn't further limit the category of Mayim because of the Talmud Davar. So that's the first machlokas. That's the first dimension of the machlokas between the Gersos. The second machlokas between the Gersos is regarding Mayim Achronim. So by Mayim Achronim, the halacha is you're not allowed to use. You know that he is chamin. Because chamin is mefafeh liyadayim, doesn't function for cleaning your hands. And mayim achronim is a cleaning phenomenon. So therefore you can't use chamin. But the question is that only by yad zolah despa water? Or is that even by just lukewarm water? Okay, the first kliyosa says it's even lukewarm. Second one says, no, that's what Rav Yonah is coming to say. It's only by yad zolah despa. Only by yad zolah despa. So the question is, what's the machlokas? What are the two sides there? And again, the problem is, it seems like it's a factual question. I mean, will it clean with lukewarm water? Will it not clean with lukewarm water? So Michael asks a good question. According to the first shita, what does it mean, chamin? And what temperature? I mean, I understand yatzal is supposed to be an objectified temperature. So you can tell me that you can't use chamin. That's right. That's good. But according to the first way, what temperature, what does it mean? You know, it's hot. You only know it's cold. I mean, there's a fine line between hot and cold. You know, warm is a very wide range. You know, I mean, let's say Yatzalas was 105 degrees. I don't know, whatever it is. Now, once it's 75, you could argue it's warm, 80, 85. Like, how are you going to draw the line here? Right? So practically, I mean, what are you going to say to that? It has to be an answer to that. What would he say? So practically, I think he's going to have to say is that it's when it will clean. He says, when it will clean. I mean, there is a certain, I mean, you have to go figure it out. He's saying, why can't you use Mayim, why can't you use warm water? Why can't you use Chamin? Because Chamin is going to be mefafeh of the hands, whatever it is. There's a certain effect which is going to be brought about by a diamond, it's not going to, by this Mayim, and it's not going to be able to function to clean your hands. Now, when is that? I don't know, ask your local chef or whoever cleans things or whatever it is. There's a guy who knows about hands. But it's a practical thing. That's what he's saying. He's saying that, right? I mean, what else is he going to say? There's no objective shear of Mayim besides for Yatzalah Dispo and nothing else. So what he's saying, he'll have to argue. He'll say it depends upon what's going to actually not allow your hands to get clean. I mean, now Yeshua and Chaim's point is valid. How exactly you're going to quantify that is a practical matter, which isn't the discussion yet. But I mean, there's such a thing. I mean, you can't say if I consider 40 degrees to be warm because I'm used to lukewarm because I'm used to 30 degree weather, that's not going to be, you can't say it's not going to be good for my mechona. Because the whole idea here is because it's going to be mefafei l'yadayim. So it's going to have to be whatever that is. It's going to be mefafei l'yadayim. What exactly, how do you draw the line? That's a different question. But there is such a line. I mean, there's a reality to cleaning your hands, and there's a reality to a certain temperature of water which will have this effect, and that's what he's going to say. The question is going to be, what's the machlokas between the two about whether or not you could have that or not? I mean, that sounds like a funny halacha kind of a thing, but I mean, that's where we're at. You know, we have to make the machlokas. That's where we have to go as far.
I mean, why the
second year? It would seem, if that's the fact, I mean, it would seem you have to say that there is such a point before Yad Zeles, but it's not going to work. Because otherwise, why would a guy exclude? Words, if the reason why the second guy is saying only Yad Zeles is because that's the only thing that's going to stop the cleaning of the hands, then it doesn't make any sense why the first shita would say even warm. I mean, if warm cleans your hands perfectly and it's not Yad Zeles, then why is it not good? So it must be, you're going to say, you're going to have to say, is that really the warm won't clean your hands. Okay, warm really won't clean your hands. Whatever warm is. Let's say 90 degrees definitely won't clean your hands. But the only thing is that there's no shear like that. So he's going to have to, so therefore the second guy saying is, what kind of thing is warm? There's no such thing like that because it won't clean your hands. Yeah, but halacha, you have to have a shear. So shear is, yeah, that's all it is. So it doesn't clean your hands? Look, it's tough halacha. So it is, but you have to have a shear. I mean, we have to define a little better. Like, why would you say that? Or how could the first guy say that does suffice? And why did the second guy say that does suffice? You know what I mean? But that's, you see already like broad lines of a svara coming together here. You know what I mean? Okay, so Max, good question there. Hey, what is it? So back, we're going back for a second. So back to the question of in the first far. It says Balam Shtanim Toras Mayim. So you also know what's Pshat and Balam Shtanim Toras Mayim. Just say it's not good for Natila. What is Balam Shtanim Toras Mayim? Sounds like it's not Mayim anymore. But I think Jake said that the Toras Mayim is like the system, the halachic system of Mayim. I always just say Balam Shtanim Mayim. It's not Mayim. But Toras implies that it's not referring to the underlying substance, the H2O, but it's referring to the system in which Mayim finds itself. Now, there's no Kol Torah Kula system definition of Mayim. Mayim, there's no system of Mayim in Kol Torah Kula. Mayim depends on which halachic world you're in and how Mayim is defined in that framework. So the Torah's Mayim makes you focus on what's the area here. The area is Mayim Shel Netila. So it means in this system, there is a place for the category called Mayim, and it's Balum Nishtanim, the Torah's Mayim in this framework, in this Torah, in this system. So that's, so I think that's good. The Lashon is good. Okay, good. So I want to say basically where Max is headed. Okay, same idea as Max. That let's say you take my Netila, my Mishonim. So let's say my Mishonim, you can use hot or cold water. Okay, for now, leave out the Yatzalas part. But let's say you use any water. Why use any water? Because Netila, it's Netila, right? Like we learned that first. My Rishonim is just a Netila. So Netila with Mayim, you pour water on your hands, it's fine. But Achronim is functional. Right? It says Achronim can't be without water because there's a function associated with Achronim. Okay? So now the question is so that's setting up, the statement is setting up a differentiation between Rishonim and Achronim. Okay? The question is, how does Achronim become differentiated from Rishonim? How does this function of cleansing differentiate Mayim Achronim from Mayim Rishonim? Okay? Because, again, you wash your hands, and after all, you wash your hands with water, so it's lacking. Okay. So there are two ways in which you could do it. You could say is that by Mayim Rishonim, really it differentiates in terms of the Maisa. Okay? By Mayim Rishonim, the Maisa HaMitzvah is washing your hands. Okay? Rinsing your hands. I don't know what word, but pouring water on your hands. That's the Maisa HaMitzvah by Rishonim. Pouring water on your hands. So, I don't care about temperature. Temperature doesn't make a difference. That's the action. The action is pouring water on your hands. Okay? But by Mayim Achronim, that's not the action. The action is an action of cleaning. Okay? It's an action of cleaning your hands. Okay? Through pouring water on them. But it's an action of cleaning your hands. Okay? So if you say that it's differentiated in the activity, so then if you have water which is not a bar hachi of cleaning, okay, let's say 95 degree water, okay, which is merachem es yadayim, right? So you can't say I did an action of cleaning my hands. But I'm not saying that there's an objective shear to 95 degrees, but the point is did I do an action of cleaning my hands? Yes or no? No, I didn't. You'll say, but where's your objectified shear in the water? It has nothing to do with the shear in the water. It's simply, the activity is an activity of cleaning, and it's not cleaning, because it's not. I'm not using the substance of cleaning. Okay? But that's the first one. That's one way. That was the first second. That's one way. That's the way of saying that, that's the first one. Okay? Or do you say no? Because the burden of proof is on you to do an action of cleaning. Now, you started off with dirt on your hands, you pour the stuff on your hands, your hands became soft, the dirt became absorbed into your hands, and you can tell me I did an action of cleaning? It's just, I didn't. The dirt's still there, look. So this is the burden of proof on you, is to show me cleaning. So now if you're going to use water, which is chamin, which is warm and doesn't clean my hands, so then it's can't say I did an action of cleaning. So where's the line that you're going to draw? Wherever it cleans, I don't care, I don't know. Whenever you'll define the action as cleaning, then it's good. Whenever you define the action as not as cleaning, it's bad. That's the way he'll say. Okay? But the second Shat learns, no. There's no different actions. My Rishon and my Machronim, there's no two activities of a Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim is a Maisa Netila, is a Maisa of pouring water on your hands. It's a Chiddush to say, the first way, that Chazal carved out a new Maisa, a Maisa of cleaning. No, he'll say, no, that's not true. Rather, the simply halacha is ma'isa natila is ma'isa natila is ma'isa natila. It's all good. Rishonim achronim ma'isa natila. But the objective of my achronim is to clean your hands. So how did they incorporate that into the mitzvah of my achronim? So he says what they did is that they made a posel in the mayim. Mayim chamin is posel. But since the whole objective here is cleaning your hands, so what they did is they incorporated a psal. That there's a mice and a tila, but there's a psul in mayim chamin. Mayim chamin is psul and a tila. Okay? But if that's the case, Rav Yanai comes along and says, hold on a second. Now you're telling me there's a certain class of water which is psul and a tila. Now, there's no such class of water of lukewarm water. That's not a halachic objectified definition of water. So the only objectified shear of water of chamin, okay, in Kultar Kula, is Yasal Adispa. Yasal Adispa is an objective definition, objective shame in water. So if you're saying the way the Chazal incorporated this functionality into Mayim Achronim is by maintaining the Maisa Netila, but they introduced the Psul of Mayim Chamin, then the Psul is going to have to be Yasal Adispa. Because short of Yasal Adispa, there's no shame in the Mayim of warm water. There's just no shame like that. So therefore, there's a Psul in Mayim, you're going to have to introduce a type of water. So the only way you're going to say is Ma'az Yatla Despa. It doesn't clean less than that. Look, unfortunately, that's the way it is. But I did a Ma'as and a Tila with Mayim, and it's not Mayim Chamin. Objectively, it's not Mayim Chamin, so it's fine. Okay? So again, boils down to how they are faced with this dilemma is that in Mayim Achronim, on the one hand, it's Netila, but on the other hand, you realize that in Mayim Achronim has this functional component to it. And the question is, how did they incorporate that into the structure? Did they do it by making a whole new Maisa, a whole new activity by Mayim Achronim, namely one of cleaning? So if that's the case, you don't need objective shiur. The question is, are you cleaning or are you not cleaning? Or they say no, they kept the same Maisa in place as you have by Netila, by Rishonim, but they introduced the Psul and Mayim, so then you have to have an objectified Psul. It's going to have to be a categorical thing, so it's going to have to be as well.